I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with your worldwide news update. Israel carried out airstrikes Tuesday in southern Lebanon, a day after widespread Israeli attacks killed at least 558 people and injured more than 1,650 others. The strike sent tens of thousands fleeing for safety in the country's deadliest day in decades. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Israel's military said it struck Hezbollah targets in Lebanon's south, east, and north, including, quote, launchers, command posts, and terrorist infrastructure. On Monday evening, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the Lebanese people in a short video.
Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah. For too long, Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. The IDF has warned you to get out of harm's way. I urge you, take this warning seriously.
Reuters could not independently verify Netanyahu's assertion that Hezbollah has hidden weapons in houses, but Hezbollah has said it does not place military infrastructure near civilians.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden is among the first group of world leaders addressing the U.N.'s General Assembly Tuesday, with conflicts in Ukraine, Gaza, and along the Israeli-Lebanon border expected to be among the key topics discussed. In perhaps what was a preview of the themes the president will touch on, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at the U.N. Summit of the Future late Monday and said the U.S. is committed to looking forward.
But we are, and we will, remain resolutely opposed to revisionism. We will not accept efforts to tear down, dilute, or fundamentally alter the core principles of the U.N. Charter, sovereignty, territorial integrity, independence. We will continue to affirm that no member state has the right to redraw borders by force or repress their own people.
This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is in New York for the UN General Assembly this week, and he held talks on the sidelines with German, Indian, and Japanese leaders Monday, seeking support for Kyiv's war efforts. Reuters correspondent Leila Shahrukshahi reports.
Zelensky also spoke to the wider summit, urging peace for his country's future.
Putin has stolen much already, but he will never steal the world's future.
After his meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Zelensky stressed the need for unity in pursuing a just peace. Germany has been one of the most significant backers in Europe of Kyiv's defensive fight against Russia. Zelensky also made note of Ukraine's developing ties with India after meeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Despite India's long-standing warm ties with Russia, it has allowed the diversion of artillery shells to Ukraine from European customers. Following the UN sessions, Zelensky will travel to Washington to present his victory plan and influence White House policy on the war, which includes Kyiv's long-stated request to use long-range missiles on targets inside Russia.
That's Reuters correspondent Leila Shahrukshahi reporting. Pope Francis has called for the liberation of Myanmar's detained former leader Aung San Suu Kyi. VOA's Richard Green has the story.
An article published in the Italian daily newspaper Corriere della Sera says the pontiff told a group of Jesuits during his recent tour of Asia that he is willing to grant the Nobel Peace Laureate safe haven in the Vatican. The 78-year-old Suu Kyi has been detained by the military since it overthrew her government in 2021. She faces 27 years in prison for crimes ranging from treason and bribery to violations of the country's telecommunications law. Suu Kyi has denied all the charges. A recent UN report said Myanmar's military government has ramped up killings and arrests in an apparent bid to silence opponents and recruit soldiers in an escalating conflict. Richard Green, VOA News.
Hurricane John struck Mexico's southern Pacific coast late Monday with life-threatening flood potential. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Coming ashore to batter Punta Maldonado late last night as a Category 3 hurricane with winds of 120 miles per hour. The storm has weakened, but through Thursday, John's expected to produce up to 12 inches of rain across coastal Chiapas and 10 to 20 inches or more near the Oaxaca coast. The storm's rapid intensification had residents rushing to respond. Oaxaca's state government said 3,000 people were evacuated. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Matt Benz attributed the unexpected surge in strength to warmer oceans.
That rapid intensification has occurred more frequently in modern times as opposed to back in historical record.
The region's still recovering from Hurricane Otis that struck Acapulco as a Category 5 storm last October. I'm Jennifer King.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional stories and updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.